no matter what shape the agreement takes, one thing is clear. The race to develop green technologies has begun, and it is happening in China. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
The future of sustainable energy is here. These words are emblazoned on a wall at the world's largest non-governmental solar research center. It's built by an American company, Applied Materials, but it's not in the US. It's in the Chinese city of Xi'an.
Hi, I'm 大家好，我是 Charlie K.
Here's Charlie Gay, president of Applied Materials' solar division. He says 2 years ago the company predicted the cost of manufacturing solar panels would drop rapidly. One reason for that is China. It's now the world's biggest producer of photovoltaic solar panels, making about 40% of all panels, mostly for export.
So when was the last time you calibrated?
At Applied Materials Xi'an Center, Elizabeth Mayo, a process engineer from Santa Clara, is working with local staff testing solar panels. She's impressed by the facilities.
We don't have facilities like this in the U.S. We don't have anything of this magnitude.
Yeah, you can say so. Maybe 50 areas are empty.
Magnitude would be right. We see vast empty hangars waiting for new production lines to be installed. Pilot lines for crystalline silicon and thin film solar technology are being developed. My tour guide is Katrina Ren, an enthusiastic English-speaking engineer.
I'm very proud of having the chance to work here because this is the most advanced technology center in the world. I graduated from university only 2 years, so I'm very proud.
And Applied Materials is no doubt overjoyed to have Katrina and her classmates on staff. After all, an engineering graduate here in Xi'an earns just a tenth of her American counterparts. Costs here in China are much cheaper than in the US. And the biggest draw is the eternal lure of China's fabled market. Here's Gang Zhou, the general manager of Applied Materials Xi'an facility.
But China today is the number one producer of solar panels. That's where our market is. The China New R&D Center, that's where we validate a lot of development work which are being carried out in US and in Europe.
Ratio of that to that.
That validation, as he calls it, is what Elizabeth Mayo and her colleagues are doing in the test lab. Yep. Cutting-edge innovation is still taking place in the US and Europe because of Chinese problems. That's according to Charlie McElwee, an energy and environment lawyer based in Shanghai.
There's still issues with respect to protecting your intellectual property in China. And so those kind of things where you discover the next big thing probably will still be done in the United States for a while simply because it's easier to protect your IP there. Companies are coming to China to do clean tech for the same reason they came 25 years ago to make shoes or T-shirts. It's simply cheaper to make things in China.
And so American green tech companies are flocking to China. First Solar is building the world's largest solar plant in Inner Mongolia. Duke Energy is sharing solar, clean coal and smart grid technology. Officials in the Obama administration are beginning to sound spooked. Here's Commerce Secretary Gary Locke speaking in October.
The longer we in the United States wait, the farther ahead China will be, and it will be harder for us to catch up. If we don't get our act together, we're going to be watching the capital, the business, and the good-paying jobs end up someplace else. And some 10, 15 years from now, we're going to be saying, how did Shanghai become the Silicon Valley of clean energy?
Vacuum furnace, we made it by ourselves, also designed it by ourselves. Yeah.
One answer can be found in another cavernous warehouse outside Shanghai. Here, green tech entrepreneur Shi Jun is developing a homegrown pollution-free method for creating polysilicon, which is used in solar cells. It's early days yet for solar energy in China. There's no government subsidy for buying solar power. But Beijing is spending $3 billion on its Golden Sun initiative. This will cover half the cost for 275 solar power stations. Shi Jun believes China will take the number one spot for installed solar capacity in just 3 years. American companies are ahead technologically, he admits, but they face other disadvantages.
The states, they have many good technologies. President Obama has gave some policies. Until now, I cannot see the real impact on the companies. Also, I think the cost is a very big problem for the USA factories.
Shi Jun is delighted by China's new target, increasing energy efficiency by at least 40% by the year 2020. He estimates China will need 10 million tons of polysilicon to make enough solar cells to hit that target, 600 times its current output. His goal is within 10 years to produce half of China's polysilicon. Now multiply that ambition by all of China's green tech entrepreneurs. And bear in mind that solar energy is just third on China's clean tech list, after nuclear and wind power. That's the magnitude of the challenge ahead for China's competitors. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.